Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular programme dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we've got featured works by Bach, of course, Dupré, Handel, Franck, and Mendelssohn, and a few others besides. We're beginning today, though, with Charles-Camille Saint-Saëns, who was a French organist and a composer and conductor of the Romantic era. He wrote a modest amount of music for the organ, probably the best known of which is his famous Organ Symphony, Opus 78. The work was completed in 1886, at what was probably the artistic peak of his career. It's popularly known as the Organ Symphony, even though it is not truly a symphony for organ, but simply an orchestral symphony where two sections out of the four use the pipe organ. The composer himself inscribed it as Symphony No. 3 avec orgue, with organ. We haven't previously featured this work, so here is the final movement, the Maestoso.
Thank you.
the final movement, the Maestoso, from Saint-Saëns' Symphony No. 3 in C minor, Opus 78, the organ symphony. And the organ there was played by Virgil Fox. The orchestra was the Philadelphia Orchestra. Having opened with our usual few bars of Bach's great G minor Fantasia, we return to Bach for his Toccata and Fugue in D minor. No, not the popular one, the BWV 538, the Dorian. This was written at Weimar somewhere between 1708 and 1717, and bears no key signature, suggesting it was written with the Dorian mode in mind. Although the piece shares its name with the much more well-known Toccata and Fugue, the Dorian is generally considered to be the superior piece. Here is the Fugue in all of its glory.
Thank you.
Bach's Great Dorian Fugue, BWV 538, played there by Simon Preston on an unspecified instrument. Marcel Dupré lived between 1886 and 1971 and succeeded Vidor at Saint-Sulpice in 1934, a post he retained until his death 37 years later. He was a prolific recitalist and taught two generations of well-known organists. We return to the excellent recording of Dupré at St. Paul's Cathedral by the late John Scott, and here we have his Esquisse, number 1 in C major. Most of Dupré's music for organ ranges from moderately to extremely difficult, and some of it makes almost impossible technical demands on the performer. Marcel Dupré's Esquisse in C Major, Opus 41, No. 1, played there by John Scott at the organ of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. George Frederick Handel was born in 1685 in Germany, but spent the majority of his musical career in London. He wrote operas, oratorios, organ music and anthems. In this programme, we feature his minuet from his 1709 opera, Berenice. Handel's minuet on Berenice, and that once again was St. Paul's Cathedral, and the organist was the late Christopher Dinley, who was, of course, the director of music there for many years. We turn now to César Franck, who lived between 1822 and 1890, and was a composer, pianist and organist. He was born in Belgium, but studied organ in Paris from 1835, and was later organist at St. Clodilde from 1858 until his death 32 years later. He became a professor at the Paris Conservatoire in 1872, and formally assumed French nationality. His three chorales for organ were written during 1890 and published 2 years later. Here we have that in A minor.
Thank you.
César Franck's Chorale No. 3 in A minor, FWV 40, played there on the organ of Guildford Cathedral by Barry Rose, who was in fact the first director of music at Guildford Cathedral and went on to become director of music at St Paul's Cathedral. Something a bit lighter now. The Stars and Stripes Forever was a 1952 American Technicolor film biography of the late 19th, early 20th century composer and bandleader John Philip Sousa. We've previously featured another of Sousa's pieces transcribed for organ, so let's now have the theme from that film. Stars and Stripes Forever there by John Philip Sousa, and that was played at the organ of Coventry Cathedral by Noel Rawsthorne. For our final piece tonight, we turn to Felix Mendelssohn, who was a German pianist and organist born in 1809. As we've previously mentioned, he was well received in the UK and premiered a number of his works here during a number of visits. Mendelssohn's principal works for the organ are Three Preludes and Fugues, Opus 37, and the Six Sonatas, Opus 65. The former date from 1837, and here we have the Prelude and Fugue in D minor. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. Until the next time, goodbye.